This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. We have a national Polish leader with us, highly recognized, a hardworking worker, very devoted to her Polish heritage, Małgorzata Margot Schulz. And we're speaking to her by phone to Los Angeles through the courtesy of Kevin Carr, our director of production for 20 years. A little bit about Margot Schulz. She is a Polish-American Congress National Director at Large, Polish-American TV journalist with 20 years experience, and she is a Polonia activist. She writes in Polish and English. She was for 4 years the Polish-American Congress National Vice President for Media and Publicity. Our guest today on the Rusk Report, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. Let's first talk about you, Margot, your background, your interest in Polonia, why you're involved, why you care. Please tell us, Margot Schulz.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Yes, why I care. It's probably and for sure goes back to how I was raised and where I'm coming from. Originally, I'm from Poland, and I have lived in the States for over 20 years. It's actually going to be 25 years very soon. And I was raised in certain values of patriotism and involvement in community. So after moving to the States, I right away got involved with Polonia organizations. It was a natural thing for me, and I was immediately attracted, especially to organizations like the Polish American Congress. And at that time, many members were still the veterans, and especially the World War II veterans from Poland.
Very good. It sounds like you have a very good background. Now, your parents, of course, are from Poland. And maybe tell us a little bit more of the values. I believe they're Catholic. And they come to the United States to visit you. But what values did they bring into you that you could foster nationally with the Polish-American Congress?
Yes, actually, I'm a first generation here, I would say. And comparing to all the old Polonia and many generations of Polonia, like in Buffalo, let's say, or Chicago, New York, third, fourth generation sometimes. So, yes, actually, I grew up in values of Catholic family, a noble family, because before the war, World War II, my family was landowners and very big one. Unfortunately, during the war, many of my family members were killed. And sadly, most of the wealth lost, and I think like for many families. So there was just a few of us left. But we only knew, and sometimes I'm surprised when there need to be big conferences organized to attract youth. I never had that issue. I right away knew what to do, what organization to join, just based on the mission statement of the organization, just because of the value, like you mentioned, the Catholic values and the values of that service for the common good.
Very good. It sounds like you have a very rich, strong family background with traditional Polish values. Very good. Now, let's talk about war reparations. My family, like yours, had everything stolen by the Nazis, and then everything was stolen by Stalin. And, you know, it's a terrible situation where your family was a very prominent, wealthy family in Poland, and everything was taken away from you, stolen from you. No regard for property values that you had, you were entitled to, and it was, you were stripped of. So let's talk about war reparations. Why should you be returned or be compensated if you had hundreds of acres of land that was stolen from you by the Nazis and the Russians? Why should you have reparations to pay you back for this, Margot Schultz?
I think this is a very important issue, and I'm glad you brought this up, because Poland and Polish people are still affected by this war. We are only a second generation. You know, very often people don't think it this way and don't think about it personally, and they should. And that's why I think this is another issue where a personal story comes together very closely with politics, because in 2022, Poland prepared and released a comprehensive report on material losses suffered by Poland during the war by German invasion between 1939 and 1945. And for the very first time, all these losses were listed in detail. This report is very big. There are two huge volumes of, and like you said, we lost our families, we lost wealth, but also we lost what cannot be replaced, like the elite of Poland, like my family members. We had priests, professors, teachers. There were maybe two left, one priest, one doctor from the whole family. And I think many of our families, and why is this important to actually have numbers written down and again ask Germany to pay? Because even if it doesn't go directly to people, I think it's important to know that there are reparations and that Germany actually finally said I'm sorry to us, to people who lost not only families but who still suffer because of this loss. And it's very real. Like in my family, I never met my grandfathers, and all these things are real for many other families. And here I would like to mention that actually the Polish American Congress was very involved and supportive of Poland seeking reparations from Germany. Since 2022, there were statements issued by the executive committee that I was then a member of, and they were published in Polish and in English, sent in to Poland, and also here widely published in English. And in this report, reparations are in the number of 1.3 trillion of euro. So in dollars, it's still in trillions. But again, I'm hoping that maybe next 5-10 years, we will see some progress in this issue, because it's very important, like you mentioned, the wealth, but also there is still very present trauma, war trauma that is, unfortunately, we can observe it as maybe the issue of a lot of conflicts also among Polonia members, but also in Poland, that I believe are directly connected to the war trauma.
Well, let's talk about success. It all sounds like talk, because I don't believe you nor my family has received €1 in reparations. Have there been any reparations, or it is all academic?
I don't think so. Although some families, some people received, I wouldn't call it reparations, but perhaps some of the wealth was returned to them, maybe some properties, but not as I'm aware of, and as something that was, you know, directly done by the government of Germany. We are not aware of that situation. So we are still hoping and talking about successes. I think what success we have now is to publicize the tragedy that happened to us, that Poland was affected so much, and the Polish people. And I think that here we have another connection in between Poland, Polish people in Poland, and here Polish Americans, even second, third generation. That connection is this, the World War II. Because when I came here, I was fortunate to find what was not any longer present in Poland, which was actually the elite of Poland. I found people here who had to immigrate or who couldn't go back to Poland, because many veterans, unfortunately, they did not receive any reparations, but they were able at least survive because America welcomed them, because there was a lot of help and support from the Polish organizations, like actually the Polish American Congress, originally formed in 1944, support
Poland in Buffalo, direct, in Buffalo,
in
New
Buffalo.
York.
Yes, yes. So I think whenever we talk about the Polish American Congress and its history and why I got involved and many other people, is this because we felt this direct and close connection to the purpose and value and goals of the Polish American Congress, that we felt like actually Poland received a lot of support. Maybe what's also interesting, we Polish people who lived then, we didn't know about these things then, because obviously during the communists, there was not something that was that you could find information about in any media. But then later on, people will learn, or we had Radio Wolna Europa, right, Free Europe, that the Polish American Congress also support, and that was one of the goals. So there is a lot of connections, like you said, in a positive way, successes as well.
Well, it's very good what our guest, Margot Schultz, Polish American Congress National Director at Large, is fighting for. The poor Polish people were invaded, no effort upon their own against Germany, but in 1939, they fought valiantly for a month, the Nazis. And Margot Schultz is trying to correct the playing field. Again, she is National Director at Large for the Polish American Congress from Los Angeles. If you're listening in Detroit or South Buffalo or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, BET, AM 1520, Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, famous Canadian realism artist D.A. Dunford, Chief Brian Britzolaro with the Erie County Sheriff's Department, and John Faso, who ran for governor as a Republican some years ago. Coming up, we're having a dynamic duo in music, Todd and Robin Blair, Mo Nalon, a leader in the financial sector, on the Rusk Report on the BET AM 1520. A little plug here. On a cool autumn night, there's nothing better than sitting in a warm home with some good reading material. Now is a great time to get reacquainted with your heritage by reading the Ample Eagle, news, historic, and cultural features from the Polish American perspective can be delivered to your door each week for just 75 cents. The Ample Eagle is the way to keep up on the news in Poland and Polonia with special features in the editions before the holidays. Get a subscription or send one to a friend. Call 716-835-9454 or order online at ampolegal.com. Just click the subscribe tab at the top of the homepage. That's ampolegal.com or call 716-835-9454. A little bit more information about Margot Schultz, Polish American Congress National Director at Large. She's a graduate of the University of Cardinal Wyszyński. And Cardinal Wyszyński was the man who motivated St. John Paul II for all his successes. This university is in Warsaw, Poland, and she holds a Bachelor of Science degree in theology and journalism. On May 2nd, Margot Schultz participated in Polonia Day celebrations at Poland's Belvedere Palace in Warsaw, where she was invited by the President of Poland, a woman of great stature and influence, a gifted lady, a leader of the Polonia nationally, Margot Schultz. Let's talk about the importance of public service. I think your parents pushed this upon you as a child to give back to your Polish heritage and homeland. Let's talk about public service. Margot Schultz.
That's right. I was raised in these values, and my whole family going back generations. That's why what Charles Rose Marek said, the first president of the Polish-American Congress, for freedom now and always, for all nations and people of the world, let this remain our goal. And it is our goal. Even the Polish-American Congress was created when Poland was in such difficult situation in 1944. These values and goals are still very valid and alive. Me as a journalist, I was able to publish many articles on the social media of the Polish-American Congress, at the website, and I did it in Polish and in English. Very often I felt as a sort of a bridge, I would say, in between Polonia like you, people who, Polish Americans more, who've been here for generations, but still have connection with Poland and still support Poland, and this heritage is very alive. And me speaking both languages, of course, my Polish is better than my English because my Polish is my first language, English is my second language. But again, I think it's really important to keep building these bridges and keep working together, whatever talent and one has, should use it in a public service, should be involved in organizations like the Polish-American Congress. We still have several divisions all over the states. And again, I also prepared many news stories, video stories, because I'm a mainly television journalist. And I covered patriotic events, veterans, national holiday celebrations, and especially I was working a lot with veterans. Unfortunately, we lost all of them. There are two left, but they're no longer active. And they were actually the group that I worked most closely with. Because again, they were the continuation of those values that they had in them. Because for them, it was obvious that they fought for freedom of Poland. Many of them sacrificed their lives, their family lives. They usually came here along through England, through Canada, then directly to California. There were actually a lot of home army fighters who were directly involved in fighting against Germans during the war. And they were very active in their local groups. And I was fortunate to meet them. And actually, they invited me to join the Polish-American Congress many, many years ago.
Wonderful. We're learning a great deal from Margot Schultz, Polish-American Congress, National Director-at-Large. She lives in Los Angeles. If you're listening in Chicago, Amherst, New York, or Manhattan, with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. So drop us a note. Canadian and French and European listeners also. Let's talk a little bit more about these Polish veterans and how you got involved with the Polish American Congress connecting with these Polish veterans. Do they now have a voice nationally with Margot Schultz?
Yes, I got involved many years ago. Actually, they do have a voice. That's why during my service as the National Vice President for Media and Publicity, I published a lot of articles and materials regarding veterans' issues. I wrote their stories, interviewed them, so they were very live, interesting stories of survival, of actually Poland's history. That, again, this direct connection in between people in Poland and the community here, the Polish-American community that the Polish-American Congress represents, millions of people. So those are the ones who are actually telling me their stories, and many people cried. I conducted several interviews that are recorded that were actually aired in Poland, also in the public radio station in Warsaw, and then TV interviews later on. And usually they talk about the horror of war, and we keep going back to that war, and we keep going back to reparations. And actually, some of the veterans, they asked me, they said, Małgosia, Margot, when we are no longer here, make sure that we are not forgotten. Make sure that our name is mentioned during the important national holidays and Polonia holidays. That's why also it's important for me to be in Poland, and especially in May during the Polonia Day. This year I was invited by the President of Poland to participate in May 2nd celebration in Warsaw at the Belvedere. And it's also always very important for me to be there in person. Even the veterans are no longer here. I go there and I always remember them. And then I remember my family members who are no longer here. That's why it's important to have younger generation join. But again, I think that needs to be a natural process. And like me, if they are raised in these values, they will immediately know that they need to join the organization that they're supposed to join, and will do it and be eager to volunteer and work.
Well, Margot Schultz is a great worker for her Polish heritage, and we admire her leadership and tenacity. She has met with and has very good relationships with many politicians and government officials in Poland. Margot Schultz has served on the Polish-American Congress Executive Committee for 4 years, two terms, a tremendous dedicated leader for Polonia. Let's talk about Polish Independence Day, November 11th. The air date of this program is November 8th. What is going on? Why do you participate? Why is this important? Margot Schultz.
It's important because every year on November 11th, we remember Poland reemerging in November of 1918 after a century of partitions and being an independent country anymore. That was amazing, huge achievement. And also, when we look at the history, it wasn't that long ago. It was our grandfathers, grand-grandfathers, who after so many decades of fight, of staying strong and fighting for independence, finally achieved it in 1918. So in many places and many consulates here were already celebrations, remembrance taking place. As well, in Poland, this whole week is going to be a very important filled with celebrations, commemorations, concerts, important meetings when we remember where we come from and why we fight. And then again, why the Polish-American Congress was established, because unfortunately, not that long after 1939, again, invasion of Poland. So we keep going back to that history, and because this is all connected. But then talking about 1918, we had all these amazing Poles like Ignacy Jan Paderewski, who actually came here to the States, to New York, to Los Angeles, and he raised a lot of money, played very successful piano concerts, gathered so many people to support Poland and its independence. And that day we also want to remember all those, because it was done by many those brave ones who were not shy to travel. And at that time, we can only imagine, right, to travel to the States, it wasn't an easy trip. But they will still come. And then, like Ignacy Jan Paderewski, he actually established a town here. He grew wine. He had a winery here in Southern California. So there are many stories of success. And even with that dark time of the war and then 50 years of communism, we as nations stay strong. And I think it's very important to keep publicizing all these success stories, but then also never forget of what trauma happened to Poles and how to heal from that.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned so much from Malgorzata, Margot Schultz, National Director-at-Large of the Polish-American Congress, a woman with great vision and courage. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production for the past 20 years. Thank you for enlightening us, Margot Schultz. Have a great week.
Thank you. Have a great week, too.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests.